Carolina parakeet has been extinct since the early 20th century. But more and more parrots are making this continent their home. Since the 1960s, at least, monk parakeets have been free-flying and reproducing in the U.S., which is to say they have become naturalized. The monk parakeet, with lime green back, gray and yellow underparts, and deep blue wings, is also known as the Quaker parrot, and it's a native of southern South America. Initial fears that it would devastate agricultural crops haven't materialized, and it's become the most numerous free-flying parrot in the country. Escaped monk parakeets now have self-sustaining populations in many areas across the country. Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans, Portland, Oregon, and Bridgeport, Connecticut, among others. So clearly, in the wild, they can gradually acclimate to cold. And monk parakeets are not alone. By 2015, at least a dozen other foreign parrot species were nesting in the U.S. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Two, Julian Taylor here, starting the show off with something from 1962. And that summer, The Locomotion hit the airwaves and went to number one on the U.S. charts a month later. I heard that song while driving in Nevada. I'm on tour still, and we were just grabbing a little bite to eat, and the automotive store next to the restaurant that we were eating at was blaring The Locomotion, so I had to put it on the show. We have music from the Attic Ramblers coming up on this episode. Attic Ramblers are from Ganawage. They hit number one on the IMC, the Indigenous Music Countdown, in 2023, and got their name from the first recording sessions they did in the attic of one of the members' homes. I'm also going to play something from Beck, Dreams, which is a Colors remix. And Beck, obviously you know who he is, but this was released in 2017. It is an incredible jam. It's dancey, and it's got some great production on it as well. We are also going to play Brent Thomas Diabo, who is another artist from Ganawage, and The Storms Come Rolling In. That's a song that he released back in 2021. And now, for your listening pleasure, So You Say, this is Mike Hurley, or Michael Hurley, rather, an artist who was part of the folk scene back in the 1960s, 70s, and a little bit of the 80s, but he released his first record in 1976, and this song is from that album. He's very quirky and has been celebrated for his charming style within his lyrics and the way that he approaches his music. Here's Michael Hurley with So You Say on the jukebox.
So you want me to carry you home? I'd do anything that you want me to do. I'd do anything that you want me to do. Even lay down and die for you. There's a stream running through the meadow. Would you stop and throw rocks in the water? Would you stop and throw rocks in the water? I can see by your eye that you wanna. So you say you wanna catch a bird. That hawk is fishing in the sky. That hawk is fishing in the sky. He can swim and swivel on the sky.
And rain. protect you when your blue skies turn gray. Afraid of the thunder. When you fall and pick you up and hold you in my arms and fight off the demons and lock and bolt the door. I'll love and protect you.
Music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Come on out of your dreams and wake I need your love.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Kids and tube socks.
It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden.
If you're part of Generation X, you probably heard that song, and you may have heard it in some movies along the way. That is Wheatus with Teenage Dirtbag. Wheatus is the project from lead singer and guitarist Brendan B. Brown, a very well-trained singer, might I add. And the group is from Northport, New York. Now, it's time for our featured artist. Our featured artist is Desiree Dorian. She has just released new music, and this is from that record. You've heard her on the show before. She is from Manitoba and has been on the country music charts. She's charted a few times in the top 100 and also achieved top spot on the Indigenous Music Countdown. She's also an ambassador for the Downie Wenjack Foundation. And last time I saw her, I believe we were in Nashville for Americana Fest. She put on a dynamic performance there at Canada House. Here she is with That's How I Know on the Jukebox.
When you bring me coffee at 7 a.m. When you make the bed so I can lay down my head. It's when you roll your eyes at me after something I said. That's how I know, oh. When you're playing our favorite song and we dance in the living room. It's when you call me outside to look up at the moon. And it's the way you hold me when I'm feeling. That's how I know. Day of work, bring me a glass of wine to soften the hurt. So I smell you on me after wearing your shirt. That's how I know. Beautiful, you make it easy to love. Yeah, that's how I know.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't. Call me Waylon Jennings.